John Hoskins says, why is it I can remember the most obscure trivia, but I just can't spell the word necessary? He says, for the record, I can write it out hundreds of times on a piece of paper. I can put it on a flashcard, spell it out letter by letter verbally. I can't remember it a few hours later.
Well, our brains remember things by trying to fit them in with stuff we already know. So it's much, much easier to remember a fact that links to another fact that you already know. And this means that trivia can be quite easy to remember, particularly if it's a piece of trivia and something you're interested in and something you already know a bit about. Spellings are kind of arbitrary, so they're a lot harder to remember. You just have to rote learn them. And some people find that really tricky. One way you can help yourself learn things like that is to try and relate it to something that you already know. So, for example, if you're having trouble with the 1C and 2S in necessaries, you might want to remember that when you leave the house, you need one coat, but you need two shoes. Now, because that's something you know, every time you go out, you put on one coat and you put on two shoes. Hopefully, next time you go to spell the word necessary, you'll remember that it's necessary to have one coat and two shoes, and that will help. Can't help with the vowels, though.
There's a number of words which are judged to be extremely hard to spell in English. Do you want to have a go?
Oh, no, I'm awful at spelling.
Do you want to try one of them? Can you try this one? Loquacious.
Not a chance. I've been watching a programme about child geniuses where they have to do spelling out loud, and they're incredible, some of them. People's brains just work in such different ways. I read ridiculously quickly, and I think that's why I can't spell, because I basically inhale whole sentences in one. I don't break it down letter by letter. And that means that I'm really, really bad at spelling. That's my excuse.
Want to try loquacious, Ewan?
Oh, gosh. No, I'm going to pass on that as well.
But spelling's only been invented fairly recently. If you read very old texts, people just made up how they fancied spelling a word. And as long as it sort of sounded vaguely right and you knew what it was meant to be, it was fine.
The things that do get my goat are the recent accepted changes in spellings or spellings where other countries spell them wrong. For example, aluminium, as in our American cousins.
Careful with aluminium, because in fact the correct way of spelling it is the way that is spelled in America. It's aluminium. And it was actually Humphrey Davy who changed it to aluminium. There you go. Louise is on the telephone.